not about the partnership. The Gemara Masechtas Pesach says there's a machlokes how one should celebrate Yom Tov. Should it be primarily in an oifen of lochem, where a person should be Isaac in physical celebration with sudas and such, or should it be bigger in an oifen of Lashem and a ruchni is the guy? So the Gemara says, Hakol Maidim Ba'atzeres, everyone's Maidan Shuas, the Kin and Nami Lochem. Everyone's Maidan Shuas, that there it has to be, Zikr, there has to be an aspect of Lochem. Why? Yayim Shenitna by Taira, the day in which the Taira was given. So for Shteitz, you have to celebrate in a physical way. What's the Pshat? The Mephoshim asked the question. Lehepach, you know, if the Torah was given on Shavuos, so that's a most ruchni is the kidei. So why is everybody moida with the dafke? We should celebrate Megashmi is the gaiv. So you do what the Beis Halevi says. If you look at the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches, state in the Gemara, b'shosh olam Moshe l'amorim, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah. So Amr Malachi Hashara is the Malachi Hashara said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mali Yilid Isha Beinenu. What is this man born of woman, of flesh and blood? What is he doing out up here amongst us? So Hashem said, Makabal Torah, boy, he came to be Makabal the Torah. Boy, Malachim started screaming, Rabbeinu Shalom, Chemda Genuza Zu, this hidden treasure that you created 974 generations before the world. You're going to give it now up. You're going to give it to a Basar Badam. Well, Enoish Kisis Kirenu, what is man? You should even remember it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, HaHachzer Lahem Tshuva. Moshe, give them an answer. She said, I'm afraid that they're going to burn me, Behevel PM, the fire that comes out of their mouths. She says, Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovid. Hold on to the Kisei HaKovid, and I'll protect you. V'kach HaKovid. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shalom Teir Maksivu. I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim with the Malachim in Mitzrayim, that the Torah should be speaking to them. You should not have any other gods with the Malachim amongst other nations to learn about other gods. And one by one, Sirtza, Sina, Signa, all of these things don't apply to Malachim. They don't have a Yetzahara. They don't have the inclinations for these things, so the Torah cannot possibly be talking to them. After that, the Malachim were forced to be made to Moshe Rabbeinu. They all gave him Matanis, even the Malachim Oves, gave him Matanis, the secret of the Torahs. So you see from over here, with what time was Moshe Rabbeinu Zeichet the Torah? B'davke, because we are physical beings. Because we are physical, because we're flesh and blood, because we have those inclinations, because we have the Yetzirah, that is why B'davka, the Torah, was meant for us. So that's why Zok the Beis HaLevi, Yayim Shenitna by Torah. Hayos, the convincing time of Moshe Rabbeinu was that we're physical and the Torah is meant for us, we celebrate in a physical life. That's a pshat that the Beis HaLevi says. I saw a different pshat based on a marshal. Big, successful factory which was making a lot of money, and then they came up, they found some technological advance, major machine with computers that would mamish be mahapra, the whole company would bring in a lot more profits, and they ordered this machine for a hefty amount of money. The machine arrives with experts, you know, that know how to use the machine. And they bring this big, thick manual with all kinds of rules and things, how to work this machine. The states of the heads of the company have to read through the manual tediously. Mamas go through every single prod because it's a complicated machine. But it's worth it because it's going to bring them tremendous profits. And they will teach the people under them how to use it and what to do and how to manage it and so on. Now imagine if the CEO of the company would say, come on, go through this whole manual and you know how long it's going to take. It's Meshuggah. Let's just use the machine the way it is. He's going to bring a tremendous, tremendous amount of hefset to his company. Because number one, the machine itself, you know, can get ruined and they invested a lot of money. Number two, it was meant to bring tremendous profits to the company in Lahapach. It could sink them into the hole. The person that's smart, the person that knows that this is very good for the company will do everything possible to be Isaac in that, to bring it, you know, bracha to the company. The Nimshel is the most complicated Bria on earth, and the entire world is a human being. Physically, he's a nace. All of the different chemical reactions that go in within the person, with the billions of cells within the person. If you study the physiology of a person, it's Meravayim, the godless Habayre, Raifei Chalbosu, Umafli La'asais, the Pelashabay. But the spiritual part of the person is even more complicated. He has different forces pulling within. The neshama pulls him upwards towards Hashem. The guf pulls him downwards. There's different midas that pull him in different directions. There's kas and there's sinna and there's all kinds of zach and bad midas that pull him away from what his tachla should be. What does a person do with such a complicated structure? He needs the manual to guide him in the proper path, and that manual is the Torah. The Torah has the answers to all of man's problems and how he can make peace between all of those different forces that are pulling him in different directions, how we could reach Emes Dike, Menuchas HaNefesh. Pasuk says, Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv, Vayay Shichmai Lizvot. He sees that Menucha is good, so what does he do? He works hard in the Oil Shel Torah. That is the manual that has everything. And also not to mention, a person himself is the most complicated Bria. And he's living amongst hundreds and thousands of other complicated Brias, and that complicates his situation even more. Besides the Ben Adam L'Amokim aspect of life, there's the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. How does this complicated machine get in tune with others that are in steerit him and have other ritzonis than he does? The answers to all that are in the Torah. So it comes out, you can't navigate Olam Hazeh without the Torah. You don't have a life of Menucha without the Torah. It's not Shariach. So Memela, when the Torah was given to us, that was the manual for being able to make it through, to navigate all of the different Shverikaiten in Olam Hazeh. So we bedafke, we celebrate in Olam Hazeh the Kiway. That's the Be'ina Nami Lachem. I saw a Moibid Kipshat. There's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Heviyani al Beis Hayayim. He brought me to the wine house. V'dikloy alaya ahava. V'dikloy. It's a lesson of his gathering. The gathering of people together with me is ahava. Other people say it refers to the Golem. But the Medrash says, what is this Beis Hayayim that we're talking about? Omro Knesses Yisrael, Heviyani HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Martev Godol Shel Yayin Ze Sinai. This is Har Sinai. That was the Martev. That was the Beis HaYayin. V'Nosan L'Yishom Diglei Teiru U'Mitzvahs. The flags of Teiru and Mitzvahs U'Maisen Teivim U'V'Ahava G'dolu Kibalti Yisrael. So you have to understand, what is the comparison between Har Sinai and the Beis HaYayin? Beis HaYayin is a bar, you know. It's a tavern where people go and they get drunk, they imbibe wine and they're strewn out on the floor. That's a Beis HaYayin. So why is Har Sinai compared to a Beis HaYayin? The famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos of Peches. V'yisyatzvu b'sachta sahar, melamei shekof alei mahar, HaKadosh Baruch HaSahar kigigas. Picked up the mountain like a gigas. A gigas is a barrel of wine. And he told them, "If you makabel the Torah, mutif. If you makabel the Torah, is good. V'imlav, and if not, shom tehei kvuraschem. There will be your burial spot." Tosfos and all the Rishonim asked the question. They already said nasa v'nishma. They were already makabel the Torah bi'ahava. So what was the purpose of forcing the mountain upon them? Kigigis, and what's this lashon kigigis? Like a barrel of wine. So I saw brought down Hashem, one of the big darshanim in Eretz Yisrael today, Hagoyin Rumeir Tzimrot Shlita. He says there's two ways for a person to get drunk. A fellow could drink a couple of bottles of wine and get himself drunk. But there's another way. The fellow goes to a wine cellar. You go to Rishon LeZion in Eretz Yisrael, four stories beneath the ground. They have these in like a cave, these wine caves, where they have wine stored over there for 120 years. And there are clouds of the vapors of wine, and you're just there for a while, and you get drunk without even touching a drop of wine. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. When he was Kofal Emes Ahar Kegigis, that mountain was Molei Kedusha. Within that Keli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took away the Yishechta de Yetzahara. It says, Chorus al Aluchais, al Tikri Chorus al Acheirus. He freed them from the Yetzahara. He freed them from the Malach HaMavis. He freed them from all Taivis. And he instilled in them a tremendous Kedusha and a tremendous Tshuka and a Havas HaTorah. They got drunk for Torah. That's the Gigas that we're talking about. And that's the base Hayayin that Har Sinai was. There was a vapor of Kedusha, a vapor of Torah there. And a Shikr. He feels he has to have that. He has to have the Torah. He has to have wine. No two ways about it. And the more you give him, the more he wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in us at Har Sinai. He brings down a couple of very interesting things of how you see that Gedolim had this midah. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Gittin Daf Samech Ches, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he needed the Shamir, the worm, to cut through the stone. He knew that Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, had that worm. So he told Benayo Ben Yehoyada, he gave him instructions how to capture Ashmedai. He gave him a chain with the name of Hashem that was talking on it. Ashmedai captured, and Benayo captures Ashmedai. He brings him to Shlomo, and he gets the Shamir. One day the Gemara says that Shlomo was together with Ashmedai alone, and he was Niskashan of Posik. It says, Bilam said about Klal Yisrael, B'sayah Faisma Aimloi, because Baruch Hu rules over everything. And Chazal Darshan, V'sayah Fais Eilu Malachi Hasharos, Re'aimloi Eilu Hashem. He rules over them. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to know, what's the godless of the Shadim over a human that he mentions Shadim and he doesn't mention Adam? So he asked Ashmedai, maybe you could tell me what's the godless. You're the king of the Shadim. Tell me the godless of the Shadim. So he said, I'll make you a deal. If you get rid of the chain, take the chain off of me, and you give me your signet ring, you know, I'll tell you pshat. So Shlomo HaMelech right away takes off the chains, gives him his signet ring, and that moment, the Ashmedai swallows him up, and he spits him out, he throws him 400 parsois away to some farvarfin place. And Shlomo HaMelech lost everything. He lost his melucha, and he's forced to go from door to door. He's forced to go begging. So Shlomo the Kash. Shlomo HaMelech was a wise person. He didn't realize that if he does this and he takes off the chains, I never would have done that. You know, he takes off the chains and he gives him his signet ring. Yet that he took the place of Shlomo. He became disguised as Shlomo, and he had his ring to do whatever he wanted. How Shlomo HaMelech fall for this? There it is, because Shlomo HaMelech was so shikr for Torah, and he so needed to know pshat in Torah, that either he wasn't making the cheshbon b'shas ma'aser, or maybe he thought it was worth it. But that's how shikr he was for Torah. And I saw a movie, he brings down a ma'aser, Yecheskel Abramsky, when he was a young boy, was sitting by the table, by the supper table one night. His mother notices that he's crying. But he has tears in his eyes. Tears are coming out of his eyes. So she says, Alter. They used to call him Alter. So it was his gula. We should have Arichas Yomen. Alter. It was Vengster. What are you crying? So he says, I thought of a Gemara that I learned today. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, it's a Mishnah. B'meh matlikin u'b'meh matlikin. Ein matlikin b'kelech. You're not allowed to use kelech to light with. So you saw Gemara. The Gemara said that Shmuel said, I asked the sailors, I went to the Husayam, those that sail in ships, I asked them, what is Kelech? You probably bring merchandise, all kinds of merchandise. What is Kelech? And they told me, Kelech is what we in Babel call Kulchem. That's what Shmuel found out from the sailors. That's why I was misragish. The mother asks him, like, what's there to cry about over there? What's the big regis? So Shmuel found out that Kelech is Kulchem. He says, think for a second. Who is Shmuel? The great Amor is Shmuel. He's a Gadol Hador, Psak Halachim. He's a big astronomer. He was a big doctor. He was Rebbe's personal doctor. He was a minister. He used to be in the court of Shvar Malka. As a matter of fact, they gave him the nickname. They called Shmuel the nickname Shvar Malka because very often he was in the house of the Persian king. He had many different jobs. He was a very busy man. And yet this Shmuel was willing to lower himself to go to the sailors. You know, the sailors are not exactly the Gedolei Hador. To go down to the ship, to go to the sailors, he didn't ask them about what kind of merchandise to buy. He didn't ask them about the one. He asked them, pshat, one word in a Mishnah. To him, it made such a difference. The word in the Mishnah, that he gave up his time, he gave up his covet, to ask them what the word Kelech means. That's what a boy, Cheskel Abramsky, was this Ravish. But that's the pshat. When a person is shikr for Torah, then he doesn't care about what the situation is. He goes out of his way to find out the pshat. And that's the pshat. That was the kofalei mizarki. They said, Nasa v'nishma. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to inculcate in them that inyan, that they feel that this is their oxygen. This is it. You know, without this, I can't survive. I can't live without this. The Gemara says about Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, there was a certain machlokes between them, the Gemara and the Mitzvah. And Reish Lakish made a comment to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan felt bad, and because of that, Reish Lakish got sick and he was nifted. And Rav Yochanan could not be comforted. They tried comforting, they tried doing everything. Nothing worked. He used to go around saying, Heichon Atbar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? Heichon Atbar Lakisha. So finally the Chacham Sui couldn't survive, and they davened for him to be nifted. Rav Eli Lopian says, why didn't they daven for him to get better? Why did they daven for him to be nifted? The Teretz is, it's like davening for someone to live without oxygen, without water. It's impossible. They understood that Reish Lakish to him, the Koyach HaPilpul, the Deum Mechadish together, was his lifeline. He couldn't survive without that. And Rav Eli says, take a look. Rav Yochanan was able to survive the loss of 10 sons. Morris says he used to go around being Menachem people. He had the tooth of the last son that was Nifter. He used to be Menachem people that lost a loved one. This is the tooth, he says, of his son. The way Hashem was Menachem him will be Menachem you. That he was able to survive. But one Reish Lakish, he was not able to survive. That's shot someone that shikr with Torah. And that's what happened to us with the Kofalei Mizahar Kegigas. We're living thousands of years afterwards, but every year on Shavuos, that Roshim of the Kofalei Mizahar Kegigas, that Roshim of a Geshmakait Torah, that Roshim that we're able to sense that the Torah is our livelihood, our oxygen tank, that comes back every Shavuos. And if we try hard enough, we're not able to feel that. We're able to feel whatever Roshim was made thousands of years ago. I saw a Moiridike uptach in Megillus Rus, Rav Shlomo Brevda. I saw his shiurim on the Sechtes Rus. Vahi bimei shvayt ha-shayftim, vahi rov ba'aretz. It was in times that the judges judged, there was a hunger in the land. Vayelech ishmi beis lechem Yehuda. Logur bizdei moyov, hu v'ishta yushnei banav. V'shem ha'ish Elimelech. V'shem ishtoi Naomi. V'shem shnei banav machlan v'kilion efrosim. Choshev v'people. V'beis lechem Yehuda, v'yavoh zdei moyov ha'yiyusha. This whole story is a mystery mitchila v'atzav. Elimelech was one of the Gedolei Hador. He was the Paras Hador. Whenever it says ish, the Gros says, it means ish koshev. How in the world does he leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Moyav? The Gros also says that Moyav has the word of in it. It's the avatum of nations. Mamish, the center of tum. How does a Gadol Hador take his family? His two sons are learning in Brisk, Ephrosim, two koshev, and Yeshiva life. he takes them with his wife, and they move out to Moab, a land of Tumah. How does that happen? The ultimate answer, the Swarm say, is that it was Kemat like they lost the Koyach HaBechira. Bir HaDvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Rus HaMoyaviyah to come to Klal Yisrael. And this was the way to bring them there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put this Mishigas in their head to go out there and to bring them back. It was Kemat like they're like puppets being run on a string. However, the Maisa, they were nifty, you see, they were punished for what they did. Because Taich, there was something there, a little bit of an akuda v'aveira. Hashem brings about things, people that have a little bit of an aveira with them. And similarly, we find with the brothers of Yosef that sold them, which the Pella, how did the brothers of Yosef, how in the world, Tzadike, Oilam, they sold their brother. They wanted to kill him first. After all the terutzim, they were Dan Lamisa, they held he was Chai Misa, he was a Raider, after everything, with all the Cheshbainis. It's Shver, Sir Isaac Shver says, it's Kemat like they lost the Koyach HaBechira. It was Nigzer, there has to be Xer of Mitzrayim, it's like they lost the Koyach HaBechira. Right? No, because there was a little bit of kinna within them, it happened through them, the mice, and for that they had to be punished. Same thing over here. That's the way the Mephoshim say. Aber, you have to understand what was going on in Elimelech's mind. For it, we have to understand it a little bit. So he says, Amari the Kipshat. It says, Elimelech was the Parnes Hadar. Rashi brings down over here. Elimelech was the Parnes Hadar, which means he was Mepharnes Hadar. He used to give them, he used to give tzedakah to be Mepharnes Yeshivas and Koilin and Gemilas Chasodims. And at the same time, it says, he left Eretz Yisrael because he was Tsar Ayin Ba'aniyim. He's the Parnas Hador, and yet, when it came to Aniyim, he became a Tsar Ayin. How do you understand that? How do you understand the paradox? So Shlomo Brevda says you can understand it. I'll be a Pirush Mishnais L'Arambam Ovis. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Ovis, Paragimel Mishnah Tezvod, V'hakoy Lufi Roiv Hamaisa. Everything goes lefi the amount of good deeds that you do. So the Rambam, that the milas do not, you're not kind of good midas through doing big actions. You're kind of good midas through doing many actions. If you do many acts of giving tzedakah, little amounts of tzedakah, then it's better than giving one big donation. Why is that? One big donation, so you overcome your yetzahara once. Might be a big donation, or you overcome it once. But the Rav HaMaaseh, when you constantly are giving little donations, it's many times of overcoming your Yetzirah, and then your Zichur Zeiche to greater bracha and more instilling in yourself a good midah. He says, well, this we can understand by us. On his way out, let's say a Yid would encounter by us, he says, Elimelech rather. Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech, where are you going? Where are you going? You're leaving Eretz Yisrael. Boss is like, what? Why? So he says, there's too many Aniyim. Aniyim are bothering me. You? But you're giving so much tzedakah. How many Aniyim are bothering you? He says, you know, I'm not cheap. I give a lot of tzedakah. I give $1 million to this moisid and $1 million to that moisid. Oh, but now, every 2 seconds by my door, tzedakah, tzedakah. I'm davening, and I have a kavanah of the Arizal and my Shemoneh Esrei. Tzedakah, tzedakah. I finish davening, I come home, I want to eat my breakfast, I'm about to bite. Tzedakah, tzedakah. I sit down with my chavrusa, I want to learn with him, you know, Isaac and Arashman, it's nice. Tzedakah, tzedakah. That I can't handle. I can't handle that, I have to go. So he had a from a chashman, pastor from a chashman. He says, I have to daven like a mensch. I have to learn like a mensch, you know. I can't live like this. So where does he go? To Moav. He goes to Moav to serve Hashem better. That's a steer minei ubei. But when a person has an agius, he's not able to see the arum and arum. Why do you schlep your wife? For what reason? Was haste? Call shari b'lo yisha, shari b'lo bracha. What do you mean? I should leave her alone for her good also. And what about your 2 sons that are learning in brisk? What about them? Was haste? I need a mezumin, that's number one. Number two, they have to still get from the base av, I should leave them in Ganson. They have to get a messiah, you know, from the father and so on. There was a world had for everything. of a deep down inside, there was Tzoras Ayin. Deep down inside, there was that Nekuda. Like Revda says, you could fool the world, you could even fool yourself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't fool. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave those Einchim. What was the heter of Machlan the Kilyan, the two Chashuvim, Ephrosim, they were big Bnei Torah? How did they marry Noshim Oyaviyas? So Revda says, they also is a Machim of being Meira Heter. It's Yodua the Ariza that says, the wise Klal Yisrael, throughout history, they've been spread over so many different countries of Galus. We have to be in Galus, pick 2-3 countries, pick France, Germany, and both. But they've been everywhere. They've been in Egypt, they've been in countries in Africa, they've been in America, they've been in... Why so many countries? Is Yodua the Arizal that B'shas the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, there was an explosion of sparks of Kedusha that got spread throughout the entire world. And they were swallowed up by the Klipos HaTumah, by the different coverings of Tumah. In order to bring the complete Tikkun of the world and bring the complete Gula of the world, all of those sparks everywhere have to be retrieved and brought back to the Makom HaKedusha. So Klal Yisrael, they go from land to land, and they, through their avodah, they're able to draw out the Kedusha and bring it back to its makom. This is the reason why Shlomo HaMelech married so many women of different kings. He was Megayer them. But what did he do that for? Why? The Teretz is because the Netzaitis HaKedusha are mainly amongst the Melech. The Melech is the leader of the nation. So it's mostly amongst the Malchus. And he felt by marrying the daughters of the Melech and having a chibur with them, he could draw out the Kedusha. His mistake was that Klal Yisrael was not yet ready for the Tikkun HaGadol, and when you do something not in place, it backfires. Noshim, Hitu es Lavavi. So Machlan and Kilyan, they came up with this heter. They said, listen, it's taka true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at our father, he took him away, thousand things. But the Ma'isash Gocha had it that we were brought to Mayav. Mistam is because we should draw out the Kedusha. And how do we do that? By marrying the daughter of Eglon Melech Moyev. And by doing it like that, right? That was a mistake in Cheshmer, right? It might have came through an Egeus, whatever it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't as strict with them. Elimelech he took away right away. Because Elimelech instilled pachad in the nation. When the Gadol Ador leaves his flock, that instills pachad. Hashem took him away right away. But then he handled with, you know, he was Marichaf. First he took away their nechosin, their sheep died, then they fell ill, they didn't do tshuva. The safe dover was that they were also nifter. But it all came about because of an igiyas. They had big cheshbainis, and they were big people. Over the cheshbainis came with a little bit of an igiyas. Same thing, that was the time on the brothers of Yosef. Yeah, you paskin al pi din, you paskin. But how do you paskin a din where you have an igiyas in it? Their negius was that, you know, the brother was being favored over them. This was the mistake of Machlan v'Kilyan. I just want to finish off with the beautiful machshav I saw from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that Naomi, when Naomi came back after all those years of being in Moab, so she comes to the city. They were busy being Malava, the wife of Boaz. They see her, they say, Hazois Naomi, is that Naomi? That possibly be. She left, she was so beautiful, she was so this. And take a look, she's old and decrepit. So it says, so Naomi said, Ani Maleo Halachti, Verekom Heshivani Hashem. I left full, and I've come back empty. Loma Sikrenoli Naomi, why are you calling me Naomi with from pleasantness? Krenoli Mora, call me embittered one. Hashem onobi, Hashem testified against me, v'shakai heirali, and Hashem brought me tremendous misfortune. So after Chasam Sofer, picture what she must have felt like at that time. The b'zayinus was not her v'ayim. As she's coming to Eretz Yisrael, she thinks, what am I going to do now? I'm penniless, I'm a pauper. I have a relative called Boaz, but I can't approach him. I'm too embarrassed. A woman to approach a man, I'll approach his wife. You know, woman to talk, and she'll talk to him already. That was her only hope. And she approaches the city. Her last hope is gone. The wife of Boaz is niftar. Finished. She, nothing. Mamish garnished. She was helpless. She was in a matzav of years. What's going to be? And in that matzav of years, what turned out? That the daughter-in-law, who came from a foreign land, she ended up marrying Boaz. They ended up having a child. Naomi ended up being the caretaker of that child. And who for this, the patira of Eshes Boaz, was an impetus for him to get married again. Probably wouldn't have thought of marrying Ruth again, in all probability, right? And could be that Naomi only thought of the shidduch because she saw that Boaz didn't have a wife. That brought Ruth into the picture. That brought her into the picture. She took care of Oyveh, the child, and she became part of the Beis HaMalchus. Was Bedavki in that matzav of years that she felt. And it says, Noilad Bein L'Naomi was considered like it's her son. So that's a lesson for all of us, that sometimes when we see the greatest despair, you know, Klal Yisrael finds itself now in a very shverim matzav, you know, terrible tragedy in Miron, and what's going on now in Eretz Yisrael, Simon's out of the government, they can't find a stable government, and Simon's out of the Arab, Nibachutz, you know, they're attacking us. It looks like a very shverim matzav. Over from this, we should learn that in the shverest of matzav, we should never give up hope, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ways for bringing the Yeshua, the Rosh, we should be Zayche, that Shavuos, that is a day that has a shaykhs with Malchus Beis David, maybe we'll be Zayche, we should be Zayche to Gevaldi and Kabbalah Sartayra, we should be Zayche perhaps to be as Goel Tzedek, Meir of Yameinu, Amen. Good Yantav, good Shabbos, good Yantav.